Our next presenter is going to present on the spatial analysis of indoor and outdoor pollution and world asthma mortality rates using geographic information systems. Ms. Shah is an epidemiology student studying towards her Master's of Public Health degree at the University of Texas School of Public Health. She received her Bachelor's of Arts degree in psychology from the University of Texas at Austin and came to Houston, Texas to complete her graduate education. She is currently the treasurer for Student Society for Global Health and is working on her thesis on levels of hexabromocyclodocaine, HBCD, in U.S. food sources compared to the levels in other countries. After graduating, Ms. Coleman plans to use her graduate experiences towards a career in environmental epidemiology. Welcome, please help me welcome Ms. Coleman to the podium.
Hi, my name is Komal Shah, and the title of my presentation is Spatial Analysis of Indoor and Outdoor Pollution and World Asthma Mortality Rates Using Geographic Information Systems. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Tom Reynolds and Dr. Liu Yu Huang. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the main point of my project was to see how useful GIS, geographic information systems, can be in public health and epidemiology. And so the three questions that I attempted to answer were, throughout the countries of the world, do countries with high indoor or outdoor air pollution correlate with countries that have high asthma mortality rates? Do asthma mortality rates tend to correlate with areas of urban population? And lastly, do asthma mortality rates tend to be more associated with areas of indoor air pollution or areas of outdoor air pollution? And again, I tried to use GIS to just kind of help me solve these questions. So here's some background on asthma. We all know that asthma is a chronic lung disease, and it's characterized by recurrent breathing problems. Asthma in general can vary over time. A child that has frequent asthma attacks as a child may not have as many when they're an adult. It also may differ in severity. Four symptoms of asthma include breathlessness, wheezing, chest tightness, and coughing. Asthma, in the worst cases, it can lead to hospitalization. It can lead to missed work or school. It can limit someone's physical activity. For example, a child may be less likely to have as much endurance as other children. It can also cause sleepless nights and, in some cases, death. Also, bronchial asthma is actually the most frequent chronic respiratory disease in both adults and children. So the latest data that I was able to find was in 2005, and there were 300 million asthma cases, and out of those cases, 255,000 died from asthma. And out of those deaths, 80% of them occurred in low to lower middle income countries. So according to the WHO, the fundamental cause of asthma is just not completely understood right now. However, the strongest risk factors for asthma include genetic predisposition and environmental exposures, like anything that is inhaled and can cause an allergic reaction or irritate the airways. Some examples of those are indoor allergens, and those include like dust mites, pollution, and pet dander, and outdoor allergens such as pollen and mold. And these two cause an allergic reaction, which may initiate an asthma reaction. Also, tobacco smoke can irritate the airways. Chemical irritants in the workplace can also irritate the airways. And of course, air pollution can irritate the airways and cause asthma reactions. So So the methods for my project include, first, I found the data sets on the WHO Global Burden of Disease website, and I found the risk factors, environmental risk factors, and also the disease mortality statistics on there. And then I matched the countries on my data sets to the countries on a world map on ArcInfo, which is the program that I used. And I went on ArcInfo, I joined both tables to form one layer of the map. And then I duplicated the map in order to have one map represent the asthma mortality rates and the other one represent the pollution rates. And then lastly, I used linear regression on the association between asthma mortality and pollution. So the variables that I used were, for asthma mortality rates, I used age standardized death rates per 100,000 individuals, and this was taken in 2004. For indoor air pollution, I used the percentage of population using solid fuel, and solid fuel can include anything that, like coal or wood or anything that's burned inside the house that can cause pollution inside the home. Outdoor air pollution was the annual urban population weighted average particulate matter less than 10 microns in diameter, and this was measured in micrograms per meters cubed. And this was also 2002 data. And then lastly, urban population percentage was the percentage of urban populations living in cities greater than 100,000, and it also includes national capitals. And all my exposure data was in 2002. So my first map here shows the age standardized asthma mortality rates per 100,000 individuals. Out of my different groups, the smallest group had less than 6 deaths per 100,000, and my largest group had 22 to 35.2 deaths per 100,000. And as you guys can see here, in sub-Saharan Africa and also in Central America, you can kind of see how the asthma mortality rates are actually really high in those areas. You can also see higher rates in a little bit in the Middle East and also South Pacific areas of the world. For indoor pollution, again, this is percentage of population using solid fuel. You can also see a really high percentage of percentage of indoor pollution in sub-Saharan Africa. And you can also see a high percentage in Central America and also in Southeast Asia. For outdoor pollution, this is annual particulate matter, and that's supposed to be micrograms per meters cubed. It's a little more spread out across the world, but you do see higher rates in Africa. You also see higher rates in South America and in areas of Southeast Asia. For urban population, this is again the percentage of cities greater than 100,000 individuals and also national capitals. And it's really spread out here. In areas like the US and Australia and South America, you can see higher percentages of urban population. So here's my first layered map. It's asthma mortality and indoor pollution. You can really see here that in areas of sub-Saharan Africa and Central America and also Southeast Asia, you can see that asthma mortality actually have high percentages of indoor pollution. So it's really cool to see it visually. And then I did a regression model for asthma and indoor pollution, and I found that the percentage of population using solid fuel increases, so does asthma mortality, and this came out significant. And my R squared is 0.42 for this one. For my asthma mortality and outdoor pollution, it's sort of the same thing. In Africa, you can still see higher rates of outdoor pollution. And you still do see in Central America, you can see some higher rates of outdoor pollution. You also see higher rates in the Middle East and in Southeast Asia, and also in South America. When I did the regression for this, I did get significance, but my R squared is 0.04. So between the two, I can kind of guess, I guess, that indoor pollution is correlated a little bit more than outdoor pollution. So my last layered map is asthma mortality in percent of urban population. And you can see here that it's really kind of spread out. In areas that have low asthma mortality, like the US and North America and Australia, you see really high percentages of urban population. You also see higher percentages of urban population in the Middle East, where asthma mortality is actually low. So, and then I did the regression analysis for this, and I did not get significance for this one. So in conclusion, asthma mortality is highest around sub-Saharan Africa and around Southeast Asian countries, and also in that Central American region. And indoor and outdoor pollution is highest in the sub-Saharan African area and also Africa and Southeast Asian countries. Statistically, indoor and outdoor pollution correlated with asthma mortality. Indoor pollution has a higher correlation with asthma mortality than outdoor pollution, even though both were statistically significant. Countries with a high percentage of urban population did not significantly correlate with asthma mortality. And overall, I guess my first goal was to kind of see GIS and see how it can help in public health and epidemiology. And I think that without GIS, it would have been hard to see where the asthma rates were really high around the world, and also see where the where indoor and outdoor pollution was high around the world. So it definitely helped there. And also for the general public, it's easier to see a map than it is to see statistics. But of course, statistics also backs up the maps. So I definitely see the significance of using GIS in epidemiology. Overall, I think my results might have been due to the many other risk factors, not just indoor or outdoor pollution. Of course, it's just regression, so you can't predict cause. So I think that it could be anything from lack of proper care or lack of resources, lack of money, all sorts of other factors that may contribute to my results. I read about a study on the Maghreb countries of Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, and Mauritania. And it explained how the prevalence of asthma can be moderate, but the impact can be really high. And the study reported that 74% of adults reported that they were handicapped with asthma all or most of the time. 26% of them reported that they had to visit a hospital at some point. And 24% reported that they were absent from work or school at some point. 50% reported being sleep disturbed at some point. So as y'all can see, that asthma can be prevalent normally, but the impact can be high, which may cause or may increase the rate of mortality. So my limitations for my study were that the data was from two different years, 2002 and 2004. Also, the global mortality data was used rather than prevalence or incidence data. Also, a lot of the countries' data was missing, such as like in Greenland and some places like that. Also, I think that future studies should focus on Africa and Southeast Asia, where asthma mortality is high. It should also focus on other risk factors like lack of resources, healthcare, things like that in these regions, so we can really get down to the root of the cause. And lastly, I'd like to give a big thanks to my co-authors, Dr. Tom Reynolds, who's sitting in the audience, and Dr. Lu Yu Huang, who without them, I don't think I would be able to get this project together. Thank you very much.